The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You're watching the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon, presented by EA Sports NFL Madden 21.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We give the people what they want. So much happened in the NBA playoffs over the weekend, but it's not about that today. Today is about the upcoming NFL season because you are watching the Fantasy Football Marathon. Presented by EA Sports Madden 21. And you came to the right place because Jalen Rose, like everyone else, plays fantasy every year, but he plays it for a lot more money. Jalen has a five-figure league, so he digs into all the details, and we'll be mining him for our fantasy information for the next half hour. And we start with some unconventional thinking from Jalen Rose. You have the MVP of the NFL, Lamar Jackson, a quarterback, as a first-round pick. Explain yourself, sir.
I do. Fantasy football has changed over the years of the archaic thinking of you're only going to pile up the running backs, you're only going to pile up the receivers, when the quarterbacks now are mobile and they're putting up video game numbers. And it's not just Lamar Jackson. Patrick Mahomes going to go in the first round, too, because – not only do you want those guys to be scoring for you, if you got to watch football and root for your team every week, you want stability at the quarterback position. Those two guys more than provided. That's worth a first round pick.
Well, you know that as a Lions fan that you want stability at the quarterback position because you've seen about 45 quarterbacks for the Lions in the last 30 years. But what's most important is preparing for the best day of the fantasy season, and that is the draft day. Because coming out of that draft, you always feel so good about your team. And here are Jalen's secrets to drafting a fantasy football team. Number one, ignore traditional wisdom. That's just a life philosophy for Jalen. Do not sleep on the tight end position. Keep an adult beverage on deck and absolutely no auto drafting. Jalen, what do you mean? What do you mean by ignore traditional wisdom?
I need my bat for this one. I need some protection. Here's what I mean. You want an everyday man that you take advice from that plays fantasy football religiously every year, that just happens to be a former athlete. The sport was basketball, carrying a bat and talking about football at the same time because that's my actual favorite sport. This is why you ignore traditional wisdom. No fans this year. No fans this year. So you don't know how the teams and the players are going to respond. So if you can get a sure thing, you got to take it. The other thing, when we talk about tight ends, yeah, we know about Kelsey. Yeah, we know about Kittle. But it falls all the way off a cliff after that. One of the things you got to always be able to do is find you some quality tight ends. In particular, if they play for the Ravens. Because they're going to use tight ends, like most teams, use wide receivers. You got to keep an adult beverage on deck because the draft is long. When you watch the game, you having beverages. You having beverages. And also, sometimes you got to drink away the pain of a player that you wanted to pick.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, he's not there when you
draft. I feel like number three, keep an adult beverage on deck, supports number one, ignore traditional wisdom. But what happens with me every fantasy draft year is I have an adult beverage on deck, but towards the seventh and eighth round, I just start getting tired and I lose interest. And then I might break rule number four, which is absolutely no auto drafting. Because round nine, round 10, I'm auto drafting. I'm out of here. I'm already asleep. Jalen.
So flat out, I play in a fantasy league that costs $10,000 to enter. Each year, some of your favorite entertainers and athletes are participants, okay? I'll start telling you the who's who as the season progresses. I am judging you if you auto-draft. I am judging you. It's like the person that walks through the airport with the ring pillow around their neck. I'm just judging you. I really am. And for fantasy football, you have to roll up your sleeves and you have to pay attention to your squad from beginning to end.
Jalen, I have a draft secret that basically violates your number one rule, which is ignore traditional wisdom. There's a reason why everyone tells you to stockpile running backs, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, because that's what you need to do. You've got two running back positions and a flex position. You're talking about the tight end. There's only one spot there. Stockpile running backs. Everyone wants to pick the quarterback. You want to pick the fancy wide receiver. You are much better off just getting the sure thing, which is running backs. If you spend your first four picks on running backs, you're probably doing – there's a reason why the mock draft has all the running backs first and a couple wide receivers. There is a reason for that. Don't ignore traditional wisdom. Stockpile running backs. That is my draft secret. And, Jalen, there's a lot of change in the NFL this year. There's a lot of old faces and new places. Look at all these star players that will be wearing new uniforms and will have different production than they had before. So we start with Tom Brady. How do you think him going from the Patriots system to Bruce Arians and the Bucs system will affect his fantasy output?
I might have to protest this show on this list, because as somebody that played Joe Montana football before it became Madden, I told you guys my favorite position is defensive back. Jamal Adams changed teams this offseason. Defenses
no fantasy
points.
Impact. This is not the football show. It's the fantasy football show.
Fantasy defenses and kicking game get overlooked in fantasy with people that want to auto draft late. Defenses score, but the new faces in new places. We talk a lot about Tom Brady, and rightfully so. Is he going to have bigger numbers than Jameis last year? No, but they're going to be a better football team. Is Gronk going to have the kind of numbers he had the New England Patriots? No, but he's going to spike a lot of football and a lot of footballs, and we're going to be enthusiastic. A couple of guys that I'm looking for, one in a new place, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes,
and my sleeper at quarterback. And my sleeper at quarterback, who's going to be flinging it around to him, Kyler Murray, the entire season. They're going to be nasty together. And I'm watching Kyler in my draft because I'm trying to scoop him up if I don't get Lamar in the first round.
DeAndre Hopkins is targeted so often, but I feel like he's going to get targeted more. I feel like Kingsbury is just sitting down being like, I've got Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think I'm going to run the ball once. Like, they might not run the ball the entire season. They'll be up by three touchdowns, just throwing corner routes to DeAndre Hopkins. I can't wait for that production. And there's also Todd Gurley. Slept on fantasy performer. Todd Gurley has been one of the top fantasy performers year after year. But he's now in a new place. How do you think his change from the Rams to the Falcons will affect his fantasy impact?
Shout out to Todd Gurley. It was an honor for me to moderate his social IG awareness along with other celebrities, including Martin Luther King III. He knows my name, Jacoby. Martin Luther King III. His name is in every city. He knows my name. Todd Gurley's just been injuries, Jacoby. That's what it's been. Yep. And Jared Goff, and that pass-happy offense and Sean McVay, it didn't look so shiny like a new toy. And he left there, along with Clay Matthews, the team didn't even pay him their money. So you know Todd Gurley going to be motivated this year. And it's a deep running back class. McCaffrey, Saquon, but don't sleep on Kamara either. I think Alvin Kamara, who hasn't got a big contract, he's also going to have a bounce back year. So many guys, Brandon Jacobs, the list goes on and on and on. You want to follow Jacoby? You can stockpile running backs. I'm going to make sure that I have really good running backs and also have really good tight ends to play at the flex.
Hold on. Did you say Brandon Jacobs? The 6'6 running back. Okay. Brandon Jacobs hasn't ran the ball for 10 years. But shout out to him. Him and the Nigerian Nightmare are the only running backs that are over like 6'4 that you cannot tackle.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yep. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, he's my guy. He's my guy. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. If you don't know, now you know. He's the LSU running back who's just so quick, so good catching the ball and running the ball. He is now with the Kansas City Chiefs, as if Andy Reid needed something new. As if Andy Reid needed a new toy to play with. He's got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. How do you think Edwards-Helaire's performance and addition to the Chiefs will change their offense?
You ready for this? You really ready for this? Football and fantasy football fans, and I'm not here to throw shade because I'm going to enjoy the season like everybody else. Last year, as you talked about stockpiling running backs, I took Ronald Jones III. He plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He bulked up this year, and they added Shady McCoy. Where was he last year? Kansas City. This guy gets to step in and play with the Kansas City offensive weapons? Oh, my goodness. He's gonna be nasty. He's gonna be killing it from day one.
Make sure you pick him up. Another player in a new location that is very interesting from a fantasy standpoint is Cam Newton. We celebrated him so much. We celebrated him much when he was on that MVP run, when he brought his team to the Super Bowl, but he's been injured the last couple of years. Production has been down. What do you think the fantasy implications are of him getting the starting nod in New England?
So my analysis and my great commentary is different from my fantasy football and my $10,000 decisions. Okay. I would love to sit here and feel like Cam Newton is going to be a top five, top 10 fantasy quarterback. I just don't see that happening. I do, however, see him leading the Patriots to the playoffs, but it's not necessarily good because his numbers are going to be gaudy. And also, anytime the term platoon quarterback is being thrown around, by the way, I think he's graduated from systems like that. But when they sign you to a one-year deal, you might have to platoon with Jarrett Stidham in order to get your value back, because he's only going to be with the Patriots one season.
I do agree that he'll be with the Patriots one season, but I think it'll be a very successful season, especially from a fantasy perspective, because what Josh McDaniel does is he's got a brand new toy to play with. Tom Brady you don't call Tom Brady a mobile quarterback. He's an immobile quarterback. He would take a 3 or 5-step drop, and then he would stand there, maybe shuffle up for 1 foot, but he could never break the pocket. He was never on a bootleg or a waggle or anything like that, and I think that with Belichick and McDaniel saying, you know what, can do new things with this new player, I think that he will score in the air and on the ground like he used to when he was in Carolina. We are rooting for you. However, Cam, we are not drafting you in the first 2 rounds. It's just not happening. It's just not happening. We'll pick you up later on.
First two, dog. It's going to be late.
Yeah. Like Cam Newton, we also have another player who has dealt with some injuries, is sort of considered to be washed up, and that is David Johnson, who is now going to be with the Texans. Do you think that he will return to that fantasy performer that he once was?
So hopefully anytime we talk about these stories and I bring up old fantasy enthusiasm or pain, the people who play fill them with me. I was on the David Johnson started balling with the Cardinals bandwagon a few seasons ago. He was on my team and he was killing. And then you know what happened since then? Injuries. But when he is healthy, he is productive. If he can stay healthy, which is a big if for him. Pairing him with Deshaun Watson is not going to make him happier than having D-Hop. And I know they did replace him with a couple of receivers who are going to be really good.
Yep.
I need David Johnson to be that bell cow for them. He has the potential. He just has to stay healthy.
We have not yet discussed the number one fantasy performer from last season, Christian McCaffrey. We'll break him down and much, much more. Stay tuned. You're watching the Fantasy Football Marathon on Jalen.
Just the fantasy.
Jalen and Jacoby, as part of the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon, is presented by EA Sports NFL Madden 21.
Phil Gates here. Have you heard of the ESPN Fantasy app, your portal to the best fantasy football experience on the planet? With the ESPN Fantasy app, you are in control. From customizing your leagues to inviting friends to running your draft, it's all in there in a simple, easy-to-use layout. During the season, use it to add and drop players, propose trades, and track your progress in real time from virtually anywhere. Fantasy becomes reality when you download the ESPN Fantasy app.
You're watching the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon, presented by EA Sports NFL Madden 21.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby's special part of the Fantasy Football Marathon, brought to you by EA Sports Madden 21. Jalen, this is the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's time for Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, hit the brakes. We will keep it moving. Jalen, there's a gentleman who carried the football and caught the football for 471.2 fantasy points last year. Do you want to discuss Christian McCaffrey? Christian McCaffrey had, and I want to make sure I get this right, at least 20 fantasy points in 14 games last year, most ever by a running back. Is he the clear-cut number one pick in every single draft, no matter what the format is?
Absolutely. He an animal out there. And as long as Norv Turner calling the plays and he can stay healthy as he's been, Teddy Bridgewater is going to take care of the football. He's still going to be featured. They really don't have what's considered an elite number one wide receiver. So, yes, he's going to set the pace as it relates to fantasy points.
Not only did he have 471 last year, the previous year he had 403. When you have a guaranteed 400 points and you have the number one pick, you just get it. If you have the number one pick in your draft and you're watching this program, it's Christian McCaffrey. Don't overthink it. Don't think about anybody else. Just do it. Jalen, the number one wide receiver to be picked will likely be the next gentleman we might discuss.
Hit
Michael Thomas.
Breaks.
He caught 149 passes last year. Again, 149 passes last year. You know Drew Brees loves to throw him the ball, not always deep. Is he the best receiver in terms of fantasy?
He has become the best receiver in terms of fantasy as it relates to catches and potentially yards. But I believe that at some point they can't feed him the football that much because they got to spread it out a little bit more to me if they're going to win the Super Bowl. And that means getting Alvin Kamara involved. So, yes, you still take Michael Thomas. He's an amazing receiver. But understand that Taysom Hill is going to be doing some sharing with Drew Brees. They may be doing some load managing with him. But you can basically pencil him in to lead the league in receptions.
Is Michael Thomas a top five pick, yes or no?
Yes, he's definitely a top five pick. Absolutely.
Russell Wilson, likely not the number one fantasy performing quarterback. Interesting. Okay. Do you think he will be the number one fantasy quarterback this season? I say no.
I say no, but I say he's going to be third behind Lamar and Mahomes in no particular order. Russell Wilson will be third on that list.
He was third last year, and four of the last six seasons, he has been a top three fantasy-producing quarterback. Moving on, Derrick Henry. Hit the brakes or keep it moving?
You know what? Hit the brakes on this one. Hit the brakes on this one.
Who do you think is a safer first-round pick, Henry or Dalvin Cook?
I say the safer pick has to be Henry because he just got a new deal, and his quarterback got a new deal, and they're building off the success of last year. For Minnesota, yes, their coach wants to run the football and be a physical team, but they let Stephon Diggs go. Kirk Cousins is a good NFL quarterback, not a great one. So, therefore, Dalvin is the bell cow, and he's on a bad contract this year if you're the team. I think Jacoby, he makes like $2 million this year. So, you just told me how many yards and points Christian McCaffrey had last year. That's what they want for Dalvin Cook. So, if I'm him, they don't see me until I get my bread. So in this case, you take Henry. And don't sleep on J.K. Dobbins late in the draft as it relates to the Ravens, the young rookie out of Michigan, out of Ohio State.
Jalen, between 2014 and 2016, Odell Beckham Jr. averaged over 20 fantasy points per game. However, his production was way down last year. Who do you think has a better bounce back season, Odell or Juju Schuster with the Steelers? Smith-Schuster.
Hit the brakes. This is a tough one. The reason why it's a tough one, Jacoby, is because I believe in Ben more than I believe in Baker, but I believe in Odell more than I believe in Juju. I'll actually say Odell. I think there's no way that the Browns cannot find a way to get that man the football and let him show out this year.
Coming up, we will give you our sleeper picks. Make sure you stay tuned. The Fantasy Football Marathon continues right after this.
You're watching the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon, presented by EA Sports NFL Madden 21.
Jalen and Jacoby, as part of the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon, is presented by EA Sports NFL Madden 21.
Matthew Berry here from the set of The Fantasy Show on ESPN+. With my big quarterback, love and hate. My hate this year? It's Aaron Rodgers. I know what you're saying. Barry, you idiot. You think Rodgers isn't a good quarterback? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't love him as a fantasy football quarterback anymore. Last season, 10 different games with under 15 fantasy points. 9 weeks where he finished as QB 20 or worse. And while the Packers did not upgrade the receiving core, they did spend an early round pick on another running back. I expect Green Bay to once again be run heavy this season. Speaking of running, it's a big reason why Daniel Jones is my quarterback love. Last season, averaged 21.5 rushing yards per game. It keeps his fantasy floor high. You add in a poor Giants D that will force Danny Dimes to air it out, give him some healthy weapons for the first time. Daniel Jones might break out quarterback pick. Make your own picks by playing your fantasy season with ESPN. Go to ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app now to get started.
You're watching the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon, presented by EA Sports NFL Madden 21.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Marathon, presented by EA Sports Madden 21. Jalen, there are certain players that I look at that everyone else loves, but there's a part of me that just looks at them and says, what do I say?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
My not going to be able to do it player is Saquon Barkley, and let me tell you why. Everyone says, Jacoby, Saquon's one of the best performers in the NFL, one of the best running backs of all time. Well, guess what? He averaged just under 25 fantasy football points per game. However, that was only when the Giants were favored. When they were underdogs, it was only two-thirds of that, around 16 points a game. And guess what? The New York Giants are trash, and they're going to be underdogs in almost every single game that they play. They're going to be behind. They're going to ask Danny Dimes to throw the ball. They're not going to rely on Saquon to grind out clock when they have a lead, because they will never have a lead in all 16 games that they play. I'm staying away from Saquon Barkley. Jalen, you have a sleeper pick for this year. Who is your sleeper quarterback for this year in fantasy football?
Kyler Murray. Larry Fitzgerald is coming back, and they just added D-Hop and Cliff Kingsbury air raid type offense. They about to open it up this year. He was durable last year. He was productive last year. He flew under the radar. I think he's a breakout superstar at the quarterback position.
My sleeper this year is Will Fuller of the Texans. DeAndre Hopkins is gone. Yeah. You got to throw it to somebody. Will Fuller averages 15 yards in the air. Before he touches the ball, it is 15 yards downfield. I think this year the yards will add up for him, as will the fantasy points, depending on your format. I would pick Will Fuller very high as a wide receiver. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck in all of your fantasy drafts. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock on ESPN. It's Jalen.
Thank you. You're far too kind.